This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, good morning, America. This is Gun Owners News Hour. Now, I'm going to take it back. I want to do a comparison because I have this feeling that this is just going to be good food for thought. Simply because with everything that's going on right now and all the shortages that are going on, think of this as the sort of the preppers episode, if you would. I've got a couple of other things to throw in there, but yeah. Just stay with me. So we're going to start with the ideas here. So last November, we had wall-to-wall media coverage of Kyle Rittenhouse's trial in Wisconsin for murder after he shot three men, two of whom died. And law professors and criminal lawyers and laypersons alike filled their airwaves with varied legal and moral assessments of the self-defense claim from Kyle Rittenhouse. An evergreen aspect of the coverage were declarations of U.S. self-defense law's purported laxness, particularly when compared to international self-defense law. Like Vox offered the perspective that America's self-defense laws are incredibly permissive, making it difficult to convict someone in a violent situation who claims to fear for their life. Then a New York Magazine article similarly asserted that there's an anarchy latent in America's expansive self-defense rights, and that America's increasingly permissive self-defense laws have opened up a vast zone of permissible killing. Now, without a doubt, there is ample room for determined debate over the proper contours of U.S. defense and gun laws. And in fact, the Rittenhouse case initiated calls to make it unlawful for a minor like Rittenhouse to openly carry a rifle except when hunting. But when it comes to the supposed comparative looseness of U.S. self-defense laws, what is being reported does not reflect reality. On closer inspection, it turns out that our self-defense law in critical ways is more restrictive than the laws found in England and Germany, two countries often described as having more humane and civilized criminal justice approaches than the U.S. And we put harsh, humane, and civilized in quotes because, of course, what might be seen as harsh to the people who are injured and claim self-defense might be seen as humane to the people who are defending themselves. Now, U.S. law generally requires the following, though there's some differences among states. No formally an affirmative defense, once a defendant introduces evidence supporting self-defense, prosecutors must disprove it beyond a reasonable doubt. A defendant may only rely on the self-defense justification if all of the following are met. Attack. They have to subjectively believe they were facing an actual unlawful attack. Necessity. The defendant subjectively believed the amount of force used or threatened was necessary to prevent or terminate the interference. Objective reasonableness. The defendant's beliefs in an attack and necessity, even if mistaken, were objectively reasonable. And imminence. That is, the attack was occurring or was imminent. Now, deadly force may be used only if the defendant reasonably believes the force is necessary to prevent imminent death or great bodily harm, such as serious permanent disfigurement, protracted loss or impairment of the function of any bodily member or organ, or other serious bodily injury, including rape and or kidnapping. In half of the states, deadly force can also be used to prevent robbery. Meanwhile, some states allow the use of deadly force against other specific felonies, such as burglary or arson. A quarter of the states provide that deadly self-defense is off the table and the defender can retreat with complete safety. But even those states do not require such a retreat from one's home or, in some states, one's business or vehicle. And the remaining states, sometimes labeled stand your ground states, do not impose any such categorical duty to retreat. If the defender provoked the attack, they may not use deadly defensive force until they have communicated that they were desisting and have exhausted every other reasonable means to escape. And that's what happened with Zimmerman. initially he could have been called the provoking party, but then he broke off his following and he was headed back. Now, under contemporary English self-defense law, the defender need only prove that they honestly believe deadly force was necessary to avert imminent death or serious bodily harm. And under this rule, even entirely unreasonable mistaken beliefs will not preclude a self-defense claim, provided that they are honestly held, and the potential unreasonableness of the purported belief is naturally relevant. Now, consider that the Rittenhouse prosecutor Thomas Binger, in closing arguments, repeatedly asked the jury what a reasonable person would have done in Rittenhouse's position. Would you have gone out after curfew with an AR-15 looking for trouble? Would you have aimed it at other people? Would you have tried to use the gun to protect an empty car lot? No reasonable person would have done these things. So their near singular focus on the alleged unreasonableness of Rittenhouse's conduct highlights how game-changing a switch to an English-style honest belief self-defense standard would be. The defendant would no longer have to prove that his belief that deadly force was required to ward off an imminent attack was objectively reasonable. In the context of a case like Rittenhouse's, it would convert a challenging case for the prosecution to one in which achieving a conviction is almost entirely out of reach. Then we have the stand your ground laws found in most U.S. states, but notably not Wisconsin, though in Wisconsin, the defender in certain circumstances need not retreat from their dwelling, motor vehicle, or place of business. Now, England also rejects a categorical requirement that you avoid conflict or retreat once the conflict is imminent. And if the same is true for legally, politically, and culturally diverse countries ranging from Argentina, Botswana, Canada, France, Ghana, Indonesia, Japan, Spain, and Sweden. Now, whether this approach is the right one can and should be the subject of debate, but it is incorrect to say that the U.S. stands alone in having this kind of law. Then there's Germany. They have a very storied self-defense law. It permits deadly force under a far broader array of circumstances than allowed here in the U.S. In Germany, virtually all non-trivial legally protected interests can be defended with up to deadly force when necessary. Unlike in the U.S., then, Germany to this day allows for deadly force to protect mere property such as laptops or motorcycles. So if somebody's stealing your moped in Germany, you can kill them. If tried in Germany, Rittenhouse would not have had to establish that he was reasonably fearful of death or serious bodily harm. He instead could have simply argued that deadly force was necessary to prevent his attackers from assaulting and battering him. And that would have been a far lighter burden for him to shoulder, considering there was little dispute that a beating was in his future. He was running to the police. He was running away. And they were chasing him and converging on him twice. All parties involved, twice they did that. According to the prosecutor Binger, even if Joseph Rosenbaum was chasing after the defendant because he wants to do some physical harm to him, you don't bring a gun to a fist fight. That's your opinion, counselor. Now, so when you start hearing about the nonsense about how permissive and lax and exceptional and inhumane we are, remember this. England and Germany self-defense laws, for example, and they're the ones thrown in our face all the time as being more humane, like I said earlier. They're not more humane toward the alleged attackers. As a matter of fact, in Germany, if somebody steals your mobile phone, you can bring lethal force to the fight. And in the interim, while all of this minutiae is being lobbed at us, all this gets in the way of our embarking on a more informed national debate about the proper role and justification for self-preferential deadly force in our modern republic. All of that is important just because, that's important to me because I have a feeling that things are, I hope I'm wrong, I have a feeling things are going to maybe go unpleasant here shortly, just because of everything that's going on right now. And, some places are trying to make things better for gun carriers. Going to talk about them next. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. Ohio became a constitutional carry state. And Ohio Governor Mike DeWine, he is getting praise from Second Amendment groups in the state. But the knives are out, and the Democrats vying to challenge him in this fall's gubernatorial election are taking a far different stance. As you might expect. Dayton Mayor Nan Whaley, for instance, accused DeWine of breaking his promise to do something to reduce gun violence. claiming that the new constitutional carry law will make everyone in our communities, including our police officers, less safe. This is that is a common tactic. It's always blood in the streets. It's always going to be that they use the same tired stuff. I mean, I'm sure when they were debating concealed carry permits, they were like, you know, there'll be shootings in parking lots over parking spaces. Blood in the streets. Blah, blah, blah. And, you know, that's exactly what happened 18 years ago when they adopted the shall issue concealed carry language. There were claims from anti-gun activists that allowing ordinary citizens to exercise the right to bear arms would lead to shootouts. Of course, that doesn't happen now because they said it would all happen at Blockbuster Video. I don't know exactly what that happened, what the correlation of there. Of course, those fears were unfounded, and the right to carry has become quite popular in the state. Lord knows it's easier to find a concealed carry holder than a Blockbuster store these days. And we also know that people that carry guns with a permit, we know they're the most law-abiding people in the United States, bar nobody. William & Mary University professor Carl Moody has also looked at what happens to crime rates after states adopt constitutional carry laws, and his analysis is that, contrary to the claims of Whaley and others, there is a significant reduction of murder, no increase in violent crime, and no increase in deaths of police officers once constitutional carry laws are in effect. Some of these politicians will get out there and tell you that this means that criminals can carry guns, but that's not true because they're not getting an amnesty because everybody else can carry a gun without having to get a permit. And these constitutional carry laws only work in the state. So a Ohio resident, if he wants to go outside of Ohio and carry a gun, he does have to have a permit, and it does have to be going to a place where there is reciprocity. So criminals are carrying guns regardless. And, you know, but I mean, you know, and these are all facts, and facts are not going to stop Democrats from trying to pummel DeWine over the bill. They're trying to outdo themselves in their condemnation. While Whaley called his signing of the legislation shameless and disgraceful, her Democratic primary opponent, John Cranley, took it one step further by claiming that the governor's approval stains Mike DeWine's soul. Even some of DeWine's primary opponents are going after him on the issue, though not because they're opposed to constitutional carry. Former Congressman John Renacci says that the only reason why DeWine approved the constitutional carry bill is because he's worried about re-election. And that's probably true. He would gleefully sign a bill trampling on the Second Amendment without skipping a beat, and Ohio gun owners are rightfully nervous what a second DeWine term would mean for their freedoms. This is what Renacci is saying. I would not have hesitated to sign this bill even for a moment, let alone view it as a tough decision like DeWine did. Ohioans deserve far better than this, and that's why I'm committed to defeating DeWine and delivering the accountable conservative leadership we desperately need. It is true that DeWine hasn't always been great on Second Amendment issues. And some gun owners have valid concerns over his strong Ohio initiative. But it's also the case that DeWine told groups like Buckeye Firearms Association that he would sign a constitutional carry bill if it got to his desk. And he stuck to his word. The legislature delivered. Given how many politicians go back on campaign promises, it's notable when one of them actually follows through, as DeWine has done. Polling in the Republican gubernatorial primary has been pretty scant, but one survey from early February showed him with DeWine with a healthy lead over Renacci and Joy Blystone, who's making his first run, Joe Blystone, his first run for office. This will give him a boost when the Ohio Republicans hold their primary in May. But as we've already seen, Democrats think they can make constitutional carry a campaign issue in the general election by resurrecting the same skies falling rhetoric they unleashed almost 20 years ago when the state adopted shall issue carry laws. Maybe they'll convert Blockbuster to Redbox. Now, here's the reason this is important. We're now sitting right at 24 constitutional carry states. Now, in the event that things come unwound, right, in these states where we have shall issue carry laws and we have people carrying guns on a regular basis, and in these states where they have constitutional carry laws, the main thing that's out there today is that unless they're open carrying, nobody knows who's got what. So this means, I hope, this means that if things do come unwound, the resulting chaos will be less chaotic. This is the strength of what an armed citizenry means. If we were to be invaded, for example, if the American landmass was to be invaded, there's a poll out right now of only 40% of the Democrats would stay and fight. 60% of them would run, whereas nearly 70% of Republicans would stay and fight. And the, you know, you're talking about let's just talk about the veterans alone. You're talking about probably 15, 20 million veterans who can still walk around, carry weapons, know how to shoot, know how to do things, and all of a sudden you have a guerrilla, you have a guerrilla combat element of unimaginable size. I mean, you look at Ukraine right now. If you look at Ukraine, they're going out on patrols and everything. Every other guy has got an anti-tank weapon. And they're coming up, and they're shooting the T-72s and the T-90s right between the turret and the body of the vehicle. And I mean, there's a lot of deserted Russian equipment on streets and roads and in the fields. Farmers have a great—they've been making a great collection of them. Imagine if that happens here. If we had some and listen, that's not that far-fetched. I mean, we have an open border with Mexico right now. We have no idea who's coming through it. It would be, you know, we would probably notice some things like a massive armor movement. But when they invaded when the Russians invaded Afghanistan in, I guess it was the 80s. Their initial elements were just like in that movie Red Dawn, where they were disguised as commercial flights, but they're actually paratrooper drops. So, yeah, we could be invaded. But it would be a rough road to hoe. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is spending his weekend in Delaware once again. On Friday, the president cheered the latest jobs report, explaining how more jobs in the economy will ease the pressure of other economic challenges.
More and more Americans get jobs as they do. It's going to help ease the supply pressures we've seen. And that's good news for fighting inflation. It's good news for our economy, and it means that our economy has gone from being on the mend to being on the move.
The head of the International Atomic Energy Agency is going to Chernobyl in Ukraine after Russian troops withdrew from the area. The IAEA director announcing the trip on Twitter, saying it'll happen as soon as possible. Russia's unprovoked invasion of Ukraine continues as peace talks continue between both sides. You're listening to USA Radio News. The price at the pump is slowly continuing to drop.
Relief at the pump is slow, but it is happening. AAA puts the new national average at $4.21 a gallon. Missouri, the cheapest to fill up at $3.76. California remains the most expensive at $5.88 a gallon.
Chris Russell reporting from the USA Radio News Northeast News Bureau. Florida's Agriculture and Consumer Services Department is investigating the death of a 14-year-old who fell off an amusement park ride in Orlando, Florida. State Representative Geraldine Thompson says she's not ruling out a change to the law.
If there is legislative action that's needed to give more authority to the Florida Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services, that's what we'll be focused on, whether that is about training, whether it's about insurance, metal fatigue.
The ride did pass all the normal safety protocol and compliance tests. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. One of the reasons things may become unwound, and it will be, everything's going to be local. The blue states are going to be hell holes. The cities, the big cities, would become death traps. And there would be a major exodus coming out of the cities, but there would be a lot of people that would stay behind because of the looting opportunity and the opportunity to create their own little, their own little fife. Now, and all of that is determined by the governors and the legislatures, all of their policies and everything. This is what is leading to this now. That's why Putin is in Ukraine, because our policies, they've been watching us. They just watched this commander in chief. They watched the Pentagon talking about how they would have called China if Trump had done something militarily against them. So Russia was basically said, you got a free pass. And I mean, Biden even got out there. So it's all down to policy. It's all down to policy. So you got to hand it to a guy who convinces Democrats to die on the hill of defending perverted groomers talking about sex with little school kids. This is the kind of leadership we need in every state. It's on brand for their fellow travelers at the Lincoln Project, but you would think the Democrats actually want to win elections. But no, they want to make the schools safe for pedophiles, and they don't care who knows it. But they'll care plenty in November, when parents around the country come out and vote for the party of not hitting on der Kinder. Now, Donald Trump has his record of achievement, economic success, and peace abroad. Ron DeSantis has the DeSantis doctrine, sort of like the Monroe doctrine, except instead of keeping shady foreigners out of their hemisphere, or our hemisphere, DeSantis doctrine keeps the woke fascists out of our lives. It was DeSantis who started the fire that burned the pyre of Democrat hopes and dreams they jumped onto in their campaign against the Florida anti-grooming statute. And that's only his latest fight with the elite, because he has one every other day. And he's been laying down the law in Florida, literally, and in a way even Donald Trump never did. At some level, Donald Trump still has some residual respect for the trappings of the elite. He's impressed by name universities and huge corporations, and for all of his much justified complaining, he still cavorts with institutions that hate him, like the New York Times. He's not yet completely done with the institutions, but DeSantis is. DeSantis is all honey badger, laying waste and making the rubble bounce. And this is all the DeSantis doctrine, and it's summed up this way. Your garbage institutions don't mean diddly to me. I'm going to ruthlessly wield my power to protect normal people from your depredations, and I'm going to smile while I do it. Did the head of China-hugging Disney really think he was going to push Big Ron around? The nattering 20-somethings and woke pronoun people in his company and on social media thought they could leverage their power to make this huge Florida employer bring DeSantis to heel over the threat that creepy weirdos could no longer chat up kindergartners about sex in schools. So this dude who shrimps Chi-Com toes even as his commie masters torment, torture, and terminate Uyghurs and prop up Putin comes out and really expects that DeSantis will fold, and then DeSantis, delighted at the chance to figuratively post a rodent skull on a pike, told the mouse to pound some Sunshine State sand. Now, I was informed by all the smart people with blue checks trapped in a vortex which keeps them forever in the year 2005, the conservatives were supposed to hate regulation and love big corporations. But we, you know, life is a fluid thing. Things change. And among them, the left, which decided that it was going to weaponize every institution against us, including corporations. A key element of that campaign is neutralizing normal people's lives and the retaliation by barring us through the application of principles that exist only in a paradigm that no longer does, from exercising our own power. They said it's so unseemly for a governor to attack a corporation. I'll drink to that. Let's have a little coffee on that one. I'll hear that. Perhaps in a world where corporations tend to literally mind their own business, and then they don't use their economic power to affect policy. But it's ridiculous to expect that. In a world where corporations regularly use their power to affect politics, we normal people are somehow barred from using our own power. Political power, including the power to regulate, to protect ourselves. And you don't get to change the rules, then expect us to remain bound by the old ones. Well, you can't expect that. Many do, in fact. But DeSantis scoffs at such unilateral disarmament. He's all about massive retaliation. Some conservatives have trouble with this. Some are just dumb. Others are obtuse. Some are bought. But here's the basic underpinning of the DeSantis doctrine. A conservative principle that results in conservatives being less free is a pretty crappy principle. And that terrifies the left. And DeSantis is now, as he slowly gains parity and popularity with Donald Trump, he is worse for the left than Trump. They fear him because he does not have the mean tweets aspect that allows the left to attack him for something other than his actual deeds. They have to defend their freak show agenda because he gives them nothing to change the subject to. And if they want to make it a fight over whether or not skeevy sex pests can have at your little kids, well, that's a battle we're delighted to fight. But here's the thing. They do want to fight over the bizarre and repellent pillars of modern leftism. They do not want to fight over whether perverts can groom your kids. Or excuse me, they do actually want to fight that. They do want to fight over whether you can abort your kid 30 seconds before they're born. They do want to fight over the need to strangle our energy industry so that you're paying $10 a gallon for unleaded. They want to fight over their desire to coddle criminals. They want to let hobos defile our sidewalks. And they want to send your kid to fight their war in who gives a damnistan. They want to fight over a bunch of things that are awful, and far too many Republicans have shied away from not merely saying so, but from actually doing something about them. Every GOP governor talks about wokeness or boys dominating girls' sports, but far too many, like Kristi Noem, default to the Chamber of Commerce agenda and do nothing. They do zip. Not DeSantis. He not only wields power, he enjoys it. He loves to crush his enemies and see them driven before him, and to hear the lamentation of their women-identifying persons, just like Conan the Barbarian. And those of us in the base love it. So the DeSantis doctrine means you unabashedly use the power you were given to defeat the leftist agenda, that you don't shrink from the cultural fight because of all the Twitter people will tell you you're somehow obligated to do so. It means not just winning elections. It means you win elections, and then you get in the fight, and you win the fight. Now, the big question is, what's next for him? DeSantis is already on his way to winning re-election after having turned what Bart Simpson memorably called America's Wang into the freest state in the Union. But after that, will he challenge Trump? We know Trump does not want that. He does not want any competition. Trump's working very hard to clear the field and win the nomination by acclamation. And there, you know, a lot of people are presuming he's going to run, and yet there's some hints out there that he might not. But Trump needs competition. It will make him sharper and better for the general, assuming he wins. And that's not a foregone conclusion. We need new blood. This June is going to see the 7th anniversary of the famous escalator ride. He's popular and appreciated. But, you know, is he the best candidate? And would DeSantis do it? He's hinted he wouldn't oppose Trump if the ex-president goes for Grover Cleveland's record, but then 2024 is looking like his year. Mario Cuomo famously waited, and look what happened to that dynasty. He never got a second chance, and his sons grew up to be jerks. His wife is cancer-free. Now he is wide open. The Trump record, which is vindicated every day versus the DeSantis doctrine, there's no losing in those two things. We're nothing but winners. You know who wins that contest between those two guys? We win that contest. Right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
One last time, and another sip of coffee. I'm thirsty for some reason today. Ah, coffee. This is why we were the best night fighters in the 80s. Coffee. Hey, this is Gun Owners News Hour. We have a bunch of events that are dropping on us right now this minute, like an imploding building, and it's something we can't really do anything about. We can mitigate some of the potential damage through individual efforts, but all of this needs to be ongoing right now. Now, there is a paper that is, I mean, there's some good news. The climate change scam got a shot right in the privates the other day because Douglas Lightfoot and Gerald Ratzer, they published a paper, The Sun versus CO2 as the Cause of Climate Change Projected to 2050. And it completely trashed the IPCC's global warming model. But it also kicked off the food shortage discussion. Because right now, gas and diesel are at record highs. So here in the U.S., this means that everything that you see that has already been expensive is going to be more expensive because it costs more to get it there. But then along with that, as we have cut back on natural gas and shut off one, you know, we've said no more to Russia and their natural gas, we're going to have a shortage of fertilizer because it's actually concocted using natural gas. While all of this is going on, the Earth itself is now in the early stages of cooling that might be similar to something called the Dalton Minimum, and that would last for 3 or 4 decades. That would mean that just because it's the sun doing it and not man, in 3 or 4 decades, that drop of 1.5 degrees Celsius that the climate change people say you have to go out and buy a $70,000 electric car to achieve, it's just going to happen anyway. So the problem is going to be this. It won't be easy to maintain the benefits of the recent warm phase of the sun during the upcoming solar minimum. We've already entered into what is called the modern grand solar minimum, and that negative impacts on crops are already occurring. We're seeing harvest shortfalls in a variety of crops around the world over the past couple of seasons. couple with these shortfalls, a few countries have limited or halted exports of staple products, mostly grains and other things. And it also highlights this idea that we get so much of our stuff from foreign sources now that we are at the mercy of everybody. 2 years, and continuing until today, there have been interruptions in commodities for sale. We have labor shortages in picking, packing, processing, and transportation. This is leading to the gaps on your grocery shelves. We have delays of imports of raw materials for canning, bottling, and bagging due to shutdowns in countries of origin will likely continue because China, for some reason, is locking down whole cities again. So because of recent crop failures and lackluster harvests, many regional grocery warehouses, which usually have about 18 months worth of packaged and frozen food in stock, are basically empty, according to people in the know. Low stocks of livestock feed and hay due to drought, that's reducing meat, poultry, milk, and egg production in some areas. And this whole Ukraine, Biden is about to have him a new thing coming up. He's really, I'm not going to say that. Yeah, I am going to say that. A lot of America has been way too lax in paying attention. And this is like being slapped in the face with a whole bottle of Menin skin bracer. Wake up, America. This is what apathy leads to. Biden's about to get caught flat-footed because the Ukraine war generated global food shortages. This examines the impact of Russia's war on Ukraine is having and is expected to have on global grain and fertilizer availability as well as food production. We have a drought hitting the mid-plains and potentially causing the abandonment of this year's winter wheat. They use that for flour. The La Nina system is expected to bring above average rains to the eastern and southeastern parts of the U.S., potentially delaying planting and harvesting. I've got standing water in my backyard right now. If California continues to value a practically non-existent smelt over its people, there will be little water for the Sacramento area rice farmers. They've already pulled down avocado and almond orchards due to restricted water allocations elsewhere. Farmers are also being hit by shortages and skyrocketing inflation, just like the rest of us. Anhydrous ammonia, used to fertilize most grain and many row crops, has had a massive jump in price from $487 per ton in 2020 to $746 in 2021 to $1,492 per ton the first week of February this year. The demand is going to grow. High prices in Europe for natural gas, from which the fertilizer is made, caused a slowdown in manufacturing and, of course, an increase in price. Then when they actually get it made, then they put it on a truck that has to pay more for diesel. Then that makes it cost more. Then we have a shortage of packaging to put it in. So there's big piles of it laying somewhere in Europe that we can't get to us because we don't have plastic bags for people to put it in. Agricultural production runs on a very tight margin. And the producers are taking all the risk for the seed, the livestock, the machinery, and the labor, along with weather, and they have no guarantee of success or profit at the end of the year. It is unlike any other business out there today. Some farmers and ranchers, they're faced with increased costs as well as insupportable costs for fuel and repair parts to run farm machinery. They're giving it up and getting driving for Uber or something. They're giving that up because it is no longer, it's almost not even feasible anymore. Now, opportunities currently exist for farmland to be put into paid conservation easements or fallowed into carbon credits. And these require no inputs other than an occasional mowing, but produce a guaranteed payment. Some farmers have taken advantage of these already, but that means that they're not growing crops. So, where does this lead? Well, you should be stocking up. You should be stocking up on things like grain and pasta and oils and the like to carry you through the worst of this shortage. Variable weather is the hallmark of these sort of cyclical events. Right now, we're hearing about food rationing in various places in Europe. We've seen some of that during the worst pandemic shortages, but it's been managed by local vendors, and it's likely to get much worse, though, before it gets better. Let's Go Brandon's expertise lies in making the worst possible decision given any type of choice and regardless of the number of options available. That is so painfully obvious. We can rest assured that when the government wakes up to this problem, it will be too late and they'll make the wrong decision. The demands of equity will ensure that those at the head of the food and farm assistance lines are the ones with the most victimhood points. But even if the food we are used to is available, the cost will be close to prohibitive for those on a budget. And it's very likely nothing will have been done in the meantime to secure our food stocks from the depredations of the export market. It will be another case of the political class waiting until the last minute, then going overboard trying to react. So we've got to take care of ourselves. I'm thinking about a potato patch out in my backyard. Potatoes are calorie dense. I know a lot of you on the keto diet, you're like, oatmeal. But, you know, winter squash, any root crop, they're tasty, they're good for us. They're fairly easy to grow and store. And greens can be grown year-round with little help from inside lighting. Dwarf fruit trees are attractive. Backyard chickens. That's a gift that keeps on giving. They can lay 250 eggs or more a year. One hen needs 90 pounds of feed, less if supplemented with garden and kitchen scraps. They provide eggs, meat, and with a rooster, maybe even a fresh crop of baby chicks. So it becomes up to us. We the people must demand that our government secures our bounty for hard times coming. And we must also be prepared to be ignored by them. So the home garden, the community garden, the urban farming, school and workplace food production, and weaponry. All of these things will be a part of our generation's victory gardens. You out there listening to this, all I'm doing is corroborating what you've been thinking. And that means that we need to pray that we prevail. But we have, we're now reaping what they have sown. Be back with you next week. Keep your eyes open. Stay aware. This has been Gun Owners News Hour.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Guam immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.